Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smeals reporting. A veteran of the American Revolution has been remembered in West Lafayette. The Daughters of the American Revolution dedicated a grave marker Sunday at the Old Baptist Cemetery along Johnson Street for Captain James Foate, who is buried there. Diane Wapner Cracker says Foate may very well have known the first president of the United States.
The church that he went to, which is First Baptist Church, and I think Trinity First and then First Baptist in New York City, was also one that was attended by George Washington. Pastor Gano, who was also a chaplain in the American Revolution, having baptized George Washington at Valley Forge during the winter there.
Foate was born in 1749 in Prussia and moved to Baltimore, Maryland with his family at age 9. He became a cooper and distiller by trade, and during the Revolution helped organize a company of construction workers. Foate was granted 200 acres in Coshocton County for his service. According to the DAR, he deeded the land to his grandsons, James and Washington Burt. Foate's daughter, Sally, and her husband, Daniel Burt, moved to Coshocton County in 1837, the same year Foate died at the age of 86.
After she came, she had his body removed from where he was buried in New York City to West Lafayette. And when he was interred in Coshocton County, there's a report that some of the grandsons had said, well, it'd be nice to bury him on the military land that he was given by the federal government.
Foate served as paymaster when the Continental Army was in winter quarters in New Jersey in 1778. State Senator Jay Hottinger and State Representative Larry Householder are asking for more time to consider the review of Buckeye Brine's application to convert two injection wells from Class 2 to Class 1. Hottinger is specifically asking Ohio EPA Director Craig Butler for a 30-day extension of the review process, citing a petition with more than 1,900 signatures asking for additional time. Hottinger says it's crucial that the application process not be rushed and that there is sufficient time to take the interests of the community into consideration. Householder is asking for a second public hearing, saying many valid concerns and questions have been raised. The conversion is the first in Ohio. The present deadline for public comment is this coming Friday. Householder says he expects to hear from Butler before then. Meanwhile, the state has suggested that a shuttered injection well linked to two small earthquakes in northeast Ohio could resume operations if the owner submits an acceptable plan. The Ohio Division of Oil and Gas Resources Management has urged Ohio's Supreme Court not to hear an appeal from American Water Management Services regarding its well near Youngstown. The state told the Supreme Court in a filing that the case does not present issues of statewide interest and the well could reopen if a comprehensive plan is submitted for safely restarting it. The well pumped wastewater from drilling operations. The division shut it down after earthquakes were detected below ground in 2014. The company argued that the state abused its discretion. The 10th District Court of Appeals affirmed the state's position. The Sheriff's Office reports one accident and three complaints investigated yesterday. Rachel Thomason of Coshocton struck a vehicle operated by Kelsey Carpenter at the intersection of Oak Avenue and North 9th Streets. A caller reported a vehicle over an embankment at the intersection of 2nd and Clough Lane. Upon investigation, the vehicle came back to Sean Dosti of Coshocton. Marvin Littlebridge of Coshocton reported damage to a back door handle at a residence, and Thomas Hedrick of Coshocton was arrested and charged with domestic violence. From the West Lafayette Police, officers received report of a domestic dispute in the 300 block of South Gay Street. Upon investigation, Devin Appice of West Lafayette was arrested and charged with domestic violence. Sponsors of a bill that would increase the amount of time new drivers would be required to hold permits say they want to see it become law by year's end. Representatives Gary Shearer, a Circleville Republican, and Michael Sheehy, an Oregon Democrat, recently promoted the proposal ahead of Teen Driver Safety Week, which began yesterday. Drivers under the age of 18 would be required to hold an instruction permit for 1 year instead of 6 months under the plan. Probationary permit holders would also be prohibited from driving from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. unless they're accompanied by a parent or guardian. Backers, including the PTA and AAA, hope for House approval after the November election. That would send the measure to the Ohio Senate. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales, reporting.
scheduled to appear 1,000 miles away from here. People stay just a little bit longer. We wanna play just a little bit.
Monday morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Alliance program, and I'm your host, Mike Bechtel. We'll be together till 11 o'clock this morning. And my gosh, do we have a lot to do today. All sorts of things that we could talk about. Now, the Ohio EPA hearing on the injection well was last Thursday, but we didn't have much along the lines of open phone lines on Friday. So if you do have any reaction to that meeting. Approximately 250 people in attendance at Coshocton High School Thursday evening. So we can talk about that if you would like. We will be joined at 10 o'clock this morning by West Lafayette Mayor Steve Bordenkircher. And there is an issue on the ballot in West Lafayette whether or not to purchase water from the city of Coshocton. Mayor Bordenkircher will be here to talk about that at 10 o'clock this morning. We have open phone lines between now and then. Yesterday at Coshocton High School, there was the memorial service for Tom Thompson, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. Very well intended, and nice to see everybody there. We certainly have a lot to talk about in the world of sports, don't we, Buckeye fans and Browns fans? So the Buckeyes laid an egg in a big way. I tried to warn everybody, tried to warn them. There were just so many little tiny things that added up to in Purdue's favor, and they exposed the Buckeyes. And, you know, and one of the things is the Buckeyes aren't as good as we had thought or hoped that they are. They weren't the number two team in the country. I think the discussions we had last week, most folks, whether we talked about that explicitly or not, agreed that the Buckeyes maybe not that good. They've got a great passing game, which they didn't have that on Saturday. But other than that, the defense, the running game, the offensive line, and there was question marks everywhere. And the Buckeyes plummeted from number 2 to number 11 in the poll. And after Saturday, I'm wondering if they're even that good. And then there's the Cleveland Browns, who find yet another creative way to lose. They made some mistakes, but a field goal kicker that was having really bad problems throughout the game ends up winning, kicking the game winner for Tampa Bay. So I'm not particularly superstitious, but you start to think about things like curses when they lose so many different ways. They've played now in four overtime games this season, and we're not even at the halfway mark of the season. So those are some things that we can talk about. Give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind. The Fall Foliage Tour was over the weekend. I had a busy weekend, but did manage to spend a couple of hours on the Fall Foliage Tour Saturday afternoon. Didn't make it to every stop, but I was glad to see, because the weather forecast Saturday morning, it was dreary and rainy, and it looked like it was going to be that way all day long on Saturday. And for the Fall Foliage Tour, we had some clouds, but a little bit of sunshine and not a drop of rain, at least not before 2 o'clock, the parts I was at. So we can talk about any of those things, or if there is anything else that you want to bring up, be my guest. Let's get started. The phone lines are open.
This Eye on Weather report is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. The housing inventory in our local market is extremely low. It is a great time to consider listing your property with a local professional. Let one of the agents at Carol Goff & Associates help you with that process, from pricing to marketing to putting up the sold sign. Stop by their office at 535 Main Street in Coshocton or call them anytime at 622-7653.
Sunshine this morning, then becoming partly cloudy today. Highs in the upper 50s for tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40. And tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Currently outside our studios here in Coshocton, it is 36 degrees.
Get on the fast track to a job you'll love. Attend Central Ohio Technical College's Academic Showcase on Thursday, November 1st, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the COTC Coshocton campus in Roscoe Village. Learn how COTC can get you into an in-demand career. Meet with faculty and explore careers in healthcare, engineering technology, public safety, and business and IT. That's Thursday, November 1st, at COTC's Coshocton campus. Register at cotc.edu/discover. COTC, education that pays.
Sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. We just did the weather, didn't we? We'll get to the phones right after this.
What are you doing for Halloween? Join Big Fat Dog Blues Band and the Elks for a night of blues, booze, and barbecue on October 27th. A $5 donation will get you in the door and score you a ticket for one of the great door prizes. All 21 and over are welcome. Barbecue by the 376 Cafe, served from 5 to 8, and for just $14 you'll get barbecue with all the fixings. Then at 8 p.m., Big Fat Dog Blues Band will take the stage. Throughout the night, there will also be raffles and costume contests for cash prizes. Proceeds this year to benefit the Coshocton County Humane Society. See you at the Elks on October 27th for blues, booze, and barbecues.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
It is 9:21, and let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Well, I'm kind of upset. I got up yesterday morning to watch one of my favorite news programs, and it was preempted by a football game. Now that says a lot for our country and our people and CBS, where football earns a lot of money. So they put money before quality programming.
They put ratings before ratings is number one. Yeah, how much money you can make, that's going to be number one. Although there would be those that would argue that a football game from London is quality programming as well.
Well, if they do, then, you know, that's fine. But anyway, I was really disappointed. I was mad at CBS. I wrote a letter, which I threw away. I've gotten over it, but that really was disappointing.
It was, I presume that was the one from London, right?
Yes, it was. I know it's 3 o'clock in London when it's 9 o'clock here.
Well,
so the game took place in the afternoon, huh?
I think they did a couple of them last year, but there's two or three games, like maybe two, this year that are in London. And it's for that very reason, is so we can, football junkies can watch three football games or four football games in one day instead of three.
Hey, man, oh, man, I'll bet you at the end of the day, they're just exhausted. They've probably got that armchair wore out.
There are people that do that.
I know it. I have another thing, too. I just completed about a 3,000-mile road trip. I went to Maryland, Virginia, and Florida.
I was noticing as I was driving,
I just play little games when I drive, you know. And one of them is to see if I can find American-made sedans. I don't think there are any on the road anymore. Occasionally you see a Chevy, and that's about it. So, a Ford, GM, and Chrysler has given that segment up to Toyota and Nissan and what have you. So, I think that's a change.
If it means anything to you, I own a 2006 four-door Chevrolet Impala.
Well, good for you. But what are you going to do when you buy another one?
I don't know. It's getting about that time, too.
You'll start looking at Hondas and stuff. But I drove. I'll tell you about my trip. I have three children. One lives in the Baltimore area. The other lives in Virginia Beach, and one lives in North Florida. And we're taking off for a few months down to Texas for the winter. And I thought I would visit them before I left. So I took off and I drove 3,200 miles in my Honda that gets 40 miles to the gallon. So I do it too, don't it?
I guess so. And your Honda may very well have been made right here in Ohio.
Not this one.
Not
a big
this one.
Sticker
okay.
In there said made in Hiroshima, Japan.
Okay.
So they must have rebuilt the factory.
And my Impala might not have been made here in the United States either.
Oh, it was probably made in Canada. They made a lot of big GM cars up in Canada. And trucks. I've got a Ford truck assembly was in Mexico. So American-made cars, that's a fallacy anymore. You know, you start checking parts on that car, and you'll find they're from everywhere.
It's hard to know when you're buying them, especially a used one. If you want to buy patriotically, you have to do a lot of research.
If you buy patriotically, buy a Honda Accord. They're made in Marysville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or a Nissan. I was down in Georgia driving by, and there was a big Honda plant. I don't know what they made there, but it was a big, big plant. And it was up in North Georgia. What was the name of that town? But I drove by. It had to be a mile and a half long along the highway. So, and then down in West Virginia, I had a sister retired from Toyota. I think they make all the V6 engines in West Virginia. So it's hard to buy an American or a foreign car anymore, because you never know where the parts are going to be built.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway. I just thought I'd tell you, you just don't see American sedans on the road anymore. and I was really disappointed with that football game.
any other highlights from your trip?
Oh, it was actually a humdinger. I went really quick, and we did in Baltimore. We had really good. We took that Inner Harbor cruise.
Uh huh.
And that was really nice. I like it. They have an old World War II Liberty ship there. It's one of two working in the entire world. And that was, I liked that. That was nice.
Did you go to Fort McHenry?
We went by Fort McHenry. Okay. I didn't go in Fort McHenry. My son-in-law is a banquet manager at that big Hilton Hotel right there on the thing.
So. Yeah.
And so anyway, I enjoyed that. And I didn't do anything in Virginia Beach. I just went in and visited my daughter and her family. But I've been to Virginia Beach a time or two. So, and then down in North Florida, it was a fast trip too. I saw my sister. She lives there too. So I had a pretty good trip as far as visiting family.
Sure.
But the sightseeing was kind of was out of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Anyway, you know, that football game, I was just so upset.
Well, don't be surprised for even more of them in the future. There's even been the idea kicked around. I don't think it'll happen anytime soon, but for an NFL franchise in London. So you might have to have a plan B. There's plenty of other news magazine shows on Sunday morning.
That's true, but this, again, you know, this is probably my favorite one.
Yeah.
Do we have an international soccer club in the United States?
International
soccer? That plays in England and stuff. I don't know what they call it, what that league would be.
Yeah, MLS maybe. No, that's in the United States. I don't know. I don't think we do, but I don't follow soccer, so I can't say that with any authority.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we can send our soccer games over there and preempt their good show.
There you go.
But the BBC doesn't do that. But they have other channels that do over there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a good one.
I just thought
I'd call and holler about that football
game. All right, well, thank you for calling. 9:28 is the time, and that reminds me of the Heidi game. What year was that? 1969, 1970, right around then, where just the reverse happened, where the network was going to show the movie Heidi, about a German girl that does all kinds of stuff, or I don't know the story, but that was already planned. By golly, they were going to start that movie when they said they were going to, and long story short, the NFL game went long, they preempted it, and the other team came from behind to win it. And in that case, we had the football fans were upset because their show was preempted. But yeah, there was at least one game earlier in the season, I don't know how many they're doing, where the NFL, two American teams go and play Wembley Stadium in London, and because of the time difference, it comes on TV about 10 a.m., and whatever network has it, and in this case CBS, will preempt whatever their other programming might be. So what are your thoughts on that? Give me a call. And we do have another caller waiting, so let's get to it. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, Mike.
Morning.
You got time to talk, or you need to go to commercial?
Oh, I can get caught up. What's on your mind? The Browns?
First of all, piling on about the United States vehicles, I had a 1963 Ford Falcon.
Yeah.
With factory four-speed, and it was made in Canada.
Back in 1963?
Yeah. All Fords, six cylinders with a factory four-speed were made in Canada. The three-speed automatics were made in the United States. I found that out I bought the car like in 1971 or two when the transmission broke and I tried to get another one. That's where I found out about that. And then I had a 1985 Chevy short wheelbase conversion van, and when I went to the auto parts store to buy stuff for a tune-up, you gave me the wrong air filters and stuff, and the guy goes, no, we gave you the right ones, and then they tried to tell me that somebody swapped the engine out because the Vortex V6 was fuel injected, and it didn't have a carburetor on it. I go, mine's got a carburetor on it, and I take them out. We open up the hood, and it shows right on the diagram on the hood for the emission controls that it's a carburetor. And the guy, somebody else put that sticker on there from a different van or what. You don't have a Vortex V6. And then I turned around and said, well, look, here's the air cleaner. This is the air cleaner I need, whatever. And then I found out from the mechanic, he took me over to the door, opened up the door, and he pointed to the label on the door. And he goes, look, made in Canada. He says, when Chevy made the Vortex V6, the first year they made them, they were made in Canada, and they were carburetors. And then the next year, when they started producing them in the United States, they all were fuel injected. And I've had two Dodge vans that were made in Canada. So
it's nothing new. And sometimes your vehicles, maybe they're parts of it are made in one country and other parts another, and assembled in a third place.
Yeah. Anyways, getting to the Browns, about a half hour before game time, I found out that they had traded Carlos Hyde to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
And they mentioned that several times during the game, but they didn't mention what they traded him for. Was it another player? Was it a draft pick?
It was, I'm looking for the story here because I printed it up. Let me just read it here. It's not in today's sports because this was from Saturday. The Jacksonville Jaguars it was from Friday. The Jacksonville Jaguars have traded for Cleveland running back Carlos Hyde as they wait on starter Leonard Fournette to return from a nagging hamstring injury. Cleveland will get a fifth round draft pick from the Jaguars in exchange for Hyde, who has 382 yards rushing and five touchdowns in his first season with the Browns. He signed with Cleveland as a free agent in March. With Hyde gone, rookie Nick Chubb will be Cleveland's primary back. He's averaging nearly 10 yards per carry. And Browns general manager John Dorsey continues to revamp the team's roster and add picks. In addition to their own picks in the first six rounds, the Browns acquired a third rounder from New England, Jacksonville's fifth rounder, another fifth rounder from New England, and a seventh rounder from Jacksonville. So sure doesn't sound like they got a lot in return for him.
Yeah, I would think we'd get more for him. I thought maybe they traded for a wide receiver or a lineman. And, I think he was worth at least a third or a fourth round pick instead of a fifth.
Well, Nick Chubb has been, he looked good at least in the fourth quarter yesterday, and he's torn off some pretty good runs, and it looks like he's going to be all right. Furthermore, Duke Johnson is getting more touches, so they've got, and those two, they've got a pretty decent running back core, but still, Carlos Hyde, he still has a lot left in the tank, and it seems like he's out on the market if they're going to trade him, but they should have gotten more than that, either a higher draft round pick or multiple picks, or as you pointed out, a wide receiver.
Yeah, or a lineman or something. But again, the officiating, I mean, they nailed Myles Garrett. If you watch the game, several times they would let him go wide to run around, and they get him turned and they push him in the back and knock him down. You're not allowed to block in the back. I've seen that happen three times. I've seen guys hanging around his neck and they don't throw a flag. And then, I think it was during the first part of the game in the first quarter, they turned around and threw a flag saying that Cleveland's offensive line wasn't set before the ball was snapped. And they re-showed it. And the announcer goes, I didn't even see a head bob. He didn't understand the flag. And, you know, some teams, they got their offensive linemen like Pittsburgh, standing up and stooping over and all this stuff. And then another team, if they blink an eyebrow, they get flagged for a false start. I was just, even the Bengals game, flags not being thrown for blatant, you know, penalties. It just was frustrating. I got to watch my language here. I'm getting all worked up.
Well, don't let that happen.
Yeah. It's only a game. It's in the past. Well, I had Tampa Bay as a loss anyways.
I tuned in with 14 minutes and 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and looked like the Browns were out of it. I saw the best part of the game that the Browns played.
Yeah.
And during that time, both the passing game and the running game looked pretty good. And the defense, they got a couple of touchdowns. Mayfield looked sharp. Boy, is he, he's showing some passion out there on the field when he got hit that was close to being a late hit. He got up in the grill of the guy that hit him, who was considerably bigger, by the way. And Chubb had several very impressive runs, not just running through holes, but breaking tackles as well.
Yeah, I didn't like the play calling. They were using Duke Johnson and their running back, and you listen to these commentators, you know, these sports shows and stuff, and they're going, you know, they don't know what's going on with Haley. Why he's making these stupid calls, like doing the reverses and stuff like that, which never worked for the Browns. And the swing passes or whatever, and our defense can't handle them, but our offense can't execute them. And some of the stupid plays that Haley's calling, and with them being short or injuries at wide receiver, why they weren't, you know, putting Duke Johnson out as a receiver instead of putting him in the backfield as a running back and stuff. So I got marked down. They're going to be at Pittsburgh. I got that a loss. I got them a loss for the Chiefs. I got them a loss for the Falcons. So I got three losses coming up for them.
Well, and this is the toughest part of their schedule they're going through right now. They should have won that one yesterday and chalked this up as yet another game where if a couple of plays had gone differently, they could have won. They could easily be 5-1 right now, but they aren't.
Yeah.
They got to learn to finish.
Yeah, I got to keep saying, you know, well, Dorsey has done such a good job his first year. You know, next year he can, you know, in free agency or whatever, he's got to address the offensive line and the depth at offensive line. And if he does that next year in the free agency and the draft, I'll be a happy guy.
I still think they'll win a couple of more, at least a couple of more this year, and it'd be nice if they could surprise the whole world against Pittsburgh, or dare I even say Kansas City.
Yeah. The thing is injuries. You know, our cornerbacks are going down,
yeah.
Our linebackers are going down, and our defense isn't as good as it was, and it's a next man up attitude, and the guys are doing pretty good. And it just upsets me when they're putting all this pressure on the quarterback, and then when it comes to third down, they turn around and go into prevent defense or the zone defense, and then they let the guy pick up, you know, the 5 or 10 yards they need for the first down.
Yeah.
And that just, it just upsets me so. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
All right. Well, thank you for calling today. It is 9:41. We do have open phone lines between now and 11, and the Browns. Each week when we watch the Browns, we know that there's a good chance they're going to lose. The Buckeyes, we expect them to win every game. And I had thought that this might be a tough game for the Buckeyes and that they might even lose it. I never expected them to get blown out. And that's really what it was. So the Buckeyes have trouble on both sides of the ball, and it wouldn't surprise me if they lose one or two more by the time all is said and done, and I sure hope that I'm wrong about that. It's 9:41. The phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
On a chilly, windswept evening, eerily similar to this night, strange things, some would say almost ghostly things, could be seen at your
friendly Extreme Rental Purchase store. Don't mind Greg. He just takes things to the extreme this time of the year. At Extreme, we have ghoulishly delightful deals on our Ashley bedroom sets and bunk beds for the little goblins, or bring your boogeyman to life on your 75-inch LG TV. Extreme Rental Purchase, extremely easy, remarkably rewarding.
And screamingly spooky. Boo!
Downtowner Plaza, Coshocton.
Are you a dedicated, compassionate, registered nurse with great management skills and supervisory experience? Are you seeking a rewarding career that allows you to make a real difference in the lives of others? Intrum Healthcare is seeking a qualified RN home care supervisor to join their team. In a supportive, stable work environment, Intrum Healthcare offers career growth potential and a competitive salary and benefits. If you're looking for a new rewarding opportunity, give Intrum Healthcare in Millersburg a call at 330-403-3263 or apply online at intrumhealthcare.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and we've got the selection, the financing, and the service at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
You could win a Trans-Siberian Orchestra gift package from our Ace Hardware. The grand prize winner will get two tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert of their choice, airfare, and hotel for two people, and a $200 prepaid cash card. You must be 18 years old to enter. No purchase is necessary. For your chance to win, go to www.musicatace.com. Get your entry in because the sweepstakes end soon. It's sponsored locally by our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
How would you like to pick your price when buying a vehicle? Hi, this is Sharon from Mission Auto, and I'm excited to offer our customers the option of picking the price that fits your budget. Call, text, or stop in to purchase the best vehicle for you with the price that works. Watch our ads and check out our lot for the Pick Your Price sign that truly puts you in the driver's seat. Call Mission Auto today at 740-623-8337.
At Health Services of Coshocton, a division of Gentlebrook, we understand you have many options for your home care needs. Have you experienced home health the health services way? Our specialized and carefully selected team of nurses and therapists are not only experienced in identifying the life-altering challenges with an illness, but will execute a plan of treatment with your doctor with the compassion that we are known for. Don't wait another day. Call us to see just how easy it is to find the road to recovery. 740-622-7406.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it? Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They guarantee your claim will be fast, fair, and hassle-free. Or your money back, no questions asked. It's another way Allstate is changing car insurance for good.
For a free quote, call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Not only do we have a cooler filled with beautiful arrangements and single flowered stems, we also do balloon bouquets and have a wide variety of everyday occasion gifts and houseplants, such as plush animals, candles, lanterns, wind chimes, air plants, succulents, and much, much more. Come check out the shop next to Hannah Marie's Bakery or call today to schedule a delivery. 740 205-295-9100. Now, here's the weather.
Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40. And tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it is 37 degrees in downtown Coshocton. We can do some Monday morning quarterbacking if you would like, whether you're a Browns fan or a Buckeyes fan. A lot of second-guessing that can be done. Chandler Catanzaro, Tampa Bay's kicker. He had missed an extra point earlier in the game. He had missed a 40-yard field goal, and with the game on the line, a minute 50 left in overtime, the Buccaneers put him in there, and he kicked a 59-yard field goal, which barely made it over the crossbar, but it did make it. And we were at the sudden death part of overtime, and that was the end of the game. So the Browns now 2-4-1 on the season. They have lost 24 straight road games. We've seen improvement throughout the season, but they just don't seem to have that extra oomph at the end of the game to put it away. They have more of a tendency to let those close games get away from them. So what are your thoughts on that? In the college football side of things, Alabama is now the unanimous number one. They got all 61 first place votes in the college football poll. Clemson is back up to number two. They had fallen as low as number four. Notre Dame has been inching their way up the poll, and they are now number three. LSU, with former Buckeye quarterback Joe Burrow taking the snaps, is number four. And that team up north, that starts with an M, they are now number five in the country, and they are starting to talk about a Big Ten championship and maybe a shot at the national championship. Texas is six, Georgia is number seven, Oklahoma number eight, Florida is number nine. UCF is number 10, and Ohio State is number 11. I certainly would take Ohio State in a game against UCF, but UCF is undefeated, so they get to be in the top 10. The Buckeyes, terrible loss Saturday against Purdue, falls to number 11. Kentucky is number 12. I'd certainly take the Buckeyes in that game as well. So the phone lines are open if you'd like to talk about college football or the NFL. If you have any thoughts on the injection well, if you have any thoughts on anything else going on in the world today, give me a call. We have open phone lines for, just a few more minutes. We have a guest that will be joining us right after the 10 o'clock news, so give me a call right now.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
You can treat your car to big savings during October at NAPA. Get NAPA Max Brake Cleaner, 2 cans for $5. Stabil 8-ounce fuel stabilizer is just $3.99, plus get a $3.99 mail-in rebate. And lightweight wraparound safety glasses are just 99 cents. Get to your local NAPA Auto Parts stores in Coshocton or Dresden. And remember, your Coshocton NAPA store is now located across from the bowling alley on South 2nd Street.
Quality parts, helpful people. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
Hi, this is Belinda Lacey, realtor with Old Town Realty. My experience has proven good communication is a key element when buying or selling a home. Bankers, buyers, sellers, agents, title companies, inspectors, appraisers, and more all have an important part to play in any real estate transaction. If you're looking for a professional with excellent communication and coordination skills, give me a call. 740-294-8869. Remember, the Lacey team is here for you.
Hello, this is Bill Gibbon, and I want to encourage you to cast your vote for Gary Fisher for County Commissioner. Gary's combination of experience, dedication, and integrity makes him the number one choice to move our Coshocton County forward. Gary has demonstrated his faithful service to our county for many years. and continues to listen to his constituents and to make careful, considered decisions for the betterment of our county. Vote for Fisher for commissioner on November the 6th. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Gary L. Fisher commissioner, Michael G. Baker, treasurer.
At Century National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new Priority Series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, but because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Century National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC. CenturyNationalBank.com.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Chiropractic helps athletes perform better by removing the interference on the nervous system, improves flexibility, increases blood flow, and decreases the chance of injury. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
Ag producers. In a volatile ag economy, how can you protect more of your bottom line? Learn about supplemental revenue coverage policies from RCIS. Our full suite of products includes price and revenue options, including R-Powered, a new product with a higher level of revenue protection and increased flexibility. Need added protection? At RCIS, we've got this. Contact your crop insurance agent today. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider.
The energy business is booming again. How would you like to be a part of the action? You can with Aerial Corporation. They are looking for talented mechanics, machinists, and multi-craft maintenance technicians at their headquarters in Mount Vernon and in their Newark facility to help support this exciting time in the industry. In addition to a thrilling career, you will receive an exceptional benefit package, including paid time off and profit sharing. To learn more and to apply, visit them at aerialcorp.com. Again, that's aerialcorp.com.
You want your carpet cleaned, but who do you call? Call someone that knows what they're doing, like Stacy Young of Clean Right Carpet Cleaning. Stacy's been cleaning carpets for over 25 years. He uses a multi-step process to get you the cleanest possible carpet. Clean Right will even move your furniture, and they bring their own softened water for better cleaning. Clean Right is not the only way. It's the right way. For a free estimate, call Clean Right Carpet Cleaners at 740-622-8392.
This is Tim Postlewaite with College Park Home Care. When it comes to selecting a home health care agency, there are many choices. But before you invite an agency into your home, make sure you know something about them. For example, if you need to contact the agency, do you actually get a live person and not a dreaded voicemail? Do they have frequent contact with your physician? Do they make you feel comfortable and secure? At College Park Home Care, we can say yes to all of these. For exceptional home care provided by an outstanding award-winning agency, call College Park Home Care at 623-4607.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Not only do we have a cooler filled with beautiful arrangements and single-flowered stems, we also do balloon bouquets and have a wide variety of everyday occasion gifts and houseplants, such as plush animals, candles, lanterns, wind chimes, air plants, succulents, and much, much more. Come check out the shop next to Hannah Marie's Bakery or call today to schedule a delivery, 740-295-9100. Now, here's the weather.
Sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40. And tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-50s. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, cool, with highs in the upper 40s. It is currently 37 degrees in downtown Coshocton.
Lynda.com is here. So what is it, and is it right for you? Join the Coshocton Public Library on Wednesday, October 17th, or on Wednesday, October 24th, from 6 to 6:30 p.m. or 7 to 7:30 p.m. for an interactive tour of Lynda.com. Registration is required for these events and can be completed online or by calling the library at 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Hey Lisa, how are you? It's been so long. Are you back for good? What's going on?
Hey, good to see you. Yes, I'm back for good and just trying to get my life back together.
Well, I'm so happy that you're home. It looks like things are going well. I've been seeing those pics you post of you and your family at all those fun events. What gives?
Oh, VetTix. VetTix gives.
What's VetTix?
VetTix is an amazing charity that gives free event tickets, like concerts, sporting events, and shows, to currently serving military vets and their families, and to the immediate families of troops killed in action. It's a really nice organization.
That is so nice.
These events have helped me feel like myself again, and all these new happy memories my family and I are making are priceless.
We have extra tickets sometimes. Can I donate them?
Yes, it's easy. Just go to vettix.org. You can give your extra tickets, and other vets like me can sign up to get them.
Awesome. I love that idea. What a great way to give back. I'm so glad you told me about it, and it was amazing to see you. And listen, thank you for your service.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Quash.
Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you know what ALL is? How about CML or CLL? No, they're not internet slang. They represent a collection of blood cancers that kill people. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and have been in the business of funding blood cancer research for the last 65 years. In fact, it was the LLS funding of Dr. Brian Druker's research that changed chronic myeloid leukemia, CML, from a deadly disease to one controlled with just a pill a day. Our next target is AML, acute myeloid leukemia. This deadly blood cancer kills 10,000 people every year in the U.S. alone. In collaboration with Dr. Druker and other organizations, we are betting he can make history again with AML. With more than 300 active research projects, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is going after every blood cancer out there. Not someday, but today. Be part of history in the making. Visit LLS.org. That's LLS.org.
It is 9:59. We have guests who will be joining us in the next hour. We are going to talk about the West Lafayette police levy and also the proposal about whether or not for West Lafayette to buy water from the city of Coshocton. Mayor Bordenkircher and others are here with us today. Right now, let's check our weather forecast. Sunshine this morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows around 40, and tomorrow partly cloudy in the morning, and becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, cool, with highs in the upper 40s. Wednesday night, mainly clear, lows around 30. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, cool, with high in the upper 40s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the lower 50s. Friday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, highs in the lower 50s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain, cool with highs around 50. It is currently 37 degrees downtown. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is threatening to cut off or significantly reduce aid to three Central American countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, over a migrant caravan heading to the U.S. southern border. It has reached southern Mexico. This weekend, the president talked about sending the military to the border.
I think some bad people started that caravan. More importantly, or maybe almost as importantly, you have some very, very bad people in the caravan. You have some very tough criminal elements within the caravan.
Luis Puerto is one of the migrants.
We're going to fight. We're going to keep on going. We're not going to stop.
The president tweeted, sadly, it looks like Mexico's police and military are unable to stop the caravan. A senior Turkish official says surveillance footage showing a man wearing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's clothes leaving the Saudi consulate in Istanbul indicates his death was a pre-planned killing and that efforts were made to cover it up. We get more from the AP's Chris Torsha.
The big question is, where is the body? There were all kinds of lurid, grisly reports circulating in Turkish media about what happened to Khashoggi and how he was killed. Police have been searching some areas, looking in a forest, a park. But as of yet, the body hasn't materialized.
The search continues for the second of two teenage suspects in the fatal weekend shooting of a police officer near a school near Atlanta. People in Austin, Texas are being ordered to boil their tap water before drinking after flooding in recent weeks filled the lakes that feed their supply with silt, mud, and debris. Hurricane Willa is growing rapidly into an extremely dangerous near Category 5 storm in the eastern Pacific, on path to smash into Mexico's western coast by Wednesday. The New York City Police Department has suspended the use of a model of body cameras after one exploded. No one was injured in New York. This is AP Radio News. The box office numbers this weekend are scary.
In this town, Michael Myers is a myth.
40 years after the original, the return of Halloween is drawing huge audiences.
Now he's back.
It opened in first place this weekend with an estimated $77.5 million at the North American box office. It's the second biggest opening for a horror film of all time, behind last year's It. A Star is Born holds on to second place for its third weekend, earning more than $19 million. And after 2 weeks at number one, Venom drops to third. I'm Ben Thomas.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus accepted the Mark Twain Award for Humor in Washington. By the way, Mark Twain died in 1910.
My thoughts and prayers go out to the whole Twain family. Especially the wonderful Shania.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus starred in Seinfeld and Veep. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock and 57 more minutes in the Communication Lines program. Joining us here in the studio this hour, we have Mayor Steve Bordenkircher from West Lafayette, also West Lafayette Police Chief Stephen Klopfenstein, and West Lafayette Village Administrator Heather Stouffer to talk about a couple of the issues that West Lafayette voters will be facing on the ballot here in a few days. And good morning, folks. So thank you all for being here with us today.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you.
Mayor Bordenkircher, let's start off with, we've got two things we're going to talk about this morning. The second issue that we discuss will be the proposal that West Lafayette will or will not buy water from the city of Coshocton, and a lot of complexities with that issue. So we'll start with the police issue. This is a $2 million renewal for 5 years for police protection in West Lafayette, and this is the first renewal, correct?
That's correct.
So so talk a little bit about the police department in West Lafayette and why this these dollars are necessary.
The police levy is a very important levy for the village of West Lafayette. Like many small villages, we're strapped for every dollar we get that comes out of our general fund. It's very limited money, and our biggest expense comes in payroll. Our personnel expenses for the police department accounts for 81.5% of the police department budget. And we have been very fortunate as a small village to have a full-time police department and to have a low crime rate. We are very blessed. You can walk our streets at almost any hour and not have to have a lot of fear. I walk late at night, early in the morning sometimes, and I feel very comfortable out knowing that we do have a police officer out there, and they stay on top of the issues within the village. I think it's very important to the village. And this levy is incredibly important. it generates about $44,000 a year, and that is the cost of one full-time police officer. So it's critical to have the levy to get us through and to keep those police officers on the road.
And so to be clear, this the levy does not cover the entire cost of operating the police department.
No, it does not. It's strictly for salaries related to the police department. And I want to make it clear, too, that the police department hours that are spent covering football games or school resource officers, that does not come out of the village budget. That comes from the school itself, reimburses for those costs. So this is strictly for the cost of having our police officers on our streets patrolling and keeping it a safe place to live and work.
And whoever would like to respond, what is the entire cost of the of operating the police department, the entire budget?
$173,000.
Okay. And so before it was operating on less before the levy was initially passed?
Yes, and we've had loss of funds through our local government funds, a lot of different things that have impacted the general fund. And that is our weakest account through the entire village. And it got to a point, you know, whether or not we were able to maintain a police department without these dollars that come in, it was not going to happen to be able to maintain that full-time 24/7, 365 police department. And this levy that is going up for renewal allows us to do that.
All right. And we have the police chief, Stephen Klopfenstein, here with us as well. And chief, how long have you been on the job in West Lafayette now?
It'll be 2.5 years.
And so can you talk about some of the changes or things that you've seen happen or the direction of the police force in West Lafayette during the last 2.5 or 5 years, for that matter?
We've seen an increase in calls and volumes of calls. We're very responsive to things. So far this year, we've had 1,236 calls and complaints with 724 follow-ups, 27 domestics, 7 felony cases. Traffic arrests were 77. We've issued 188 warnings. Accidents, we've processed 8 of them, and we drive an average of 2,000 miles per month.
Okay, and have you seen the incidence of crimes or calls going up?
It pretty much has increased about maybe 150 to 200 since 2016.
Okay, and what else would you like to share about the importance of the levy dollars?
Again, without those levy monies, unfortunately, we would have to get rid of one full-time officer. That would put us down to 3 full-time officers. Just so everybody knows, I do work the road every day, so I'm not in a administrative position in that. And again, we have 24-hour coverage, which is a luxury in that. So to take away one full-time officer would probably cut us down a little bit on our after hours and our patrolling, and we just wouldn't be able to fund it or be able to maintain that level of service that we currently have.
And in addition to yourself, there are, did I hear currently 3?
Yes, 3 full-time officers, okay. And then we have 3 part-time officers, too.
All right. And there are there any others that are in administrative positions?
No.
Okay. So,
no, there's nobody in administrative position but me.
You all take care of yourselves then, okay?
Yes.
And, Heather, what is the entire budget of the village of West Lafayette over the course of a year?
Over a year? What are we sitting at right now?
It fluctuates between $1.5 and $1.6 million.
Okay. And I'm just trying to get a sense of how large of a chunk of that budget is the police department.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Mayor, anything else? What else would you like to share with us about the police levy?
When it comes to the police levy, you know, the impact, the 2-mil levy, the renewal levy, the impact on a $100,000 home is $61.25 per year. None of us like paying taxes, but we certainly enjoy a safe village and one that's patrolled and a quality police department. And I have to give kudos to the police department. They're very community-oriented. They're out there working to make it a safer place, and especially with our kids, to make them feel comfortable around the police officers. And they are very community-oriented, and I think that's very important. And I encourage folks to really give it a lot of thought about this renewal. It's important to the village.
All right, and well, thank you for that. And, Chief, anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Just that, you know, throughout the years, we do have a lot of community engagement and programs that we provide at the Easter Egg Con. We had movie nights, kids events, and then we currently have Officer Sickles and then myself working in the schools, too. So we try to enhance that visibility and presence and, of course, always give back to community.
Okay, very good. We're talking today with West Lafayette Police Chief Stephen Kloppenstein and also Mayor of the Village of West Lafayette, Steve Bordenkircher, and Heather Stouffer, the Village Administrator. The police levy in West Lafayette, this is a renewal. It's the first renewal of a 2 mil levy to support the police in West Lafayette. It is a 5-year levy. We're going to come back and talk about water right after this.
Today's healthcare complexes seem overwhelming to navigate. At Trinity, our intimate setting provides you with the reassurance of personalized care while offering all the might and expertise of belonging to a nationally recognized healthcare system. Give us a chance to welcome you to the family. Here at Trinity Hospital Twin City, we offer emergency care, heart and lung services, surgical services, mammography, and much more. Learn more about Trinity Hospital Twin City at trinitytwincity.org.
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $8.30 to $10 per hour, depending on position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive, Newcomerstown, or give them a call, 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Get on the fast track to a job you'll love. Attend Central Ohio Technical College's Academic Showcase on Thursday, November 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. at the COTC Coshocton campus in Roscoe Village. Learn how COTC can get you into an in-demand career. Meet with faculty and explore careers in healthcare, engineering technology, public safety, and business and IT. That's Thursday, November 1st at COTC's Coshocton campus. Register at cotc.edu/discover. COTC, education that pays.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
It's Digging Deeper with the Mosaic Company, the show where two agronomy experts take your questions about crop nutrition. Here are your hosts, Kurt Woolfolk and Ross Bender, senior agronomists from the Mosaic Company.
Hi, this is Kurt.
And this is Ross. And today we're answering the questions you sent us on social media.
This one comes in from Twitter. What's the best product on the market for boosting sulfur levels?
Boosting sulfur levels in a soil is actually a fairly difficult task, so we need to find a source that can keep it available for longer.
MicroEssentials with Fusion technology contains two forms of sulfur, sulfate sulfur for early season crop needs, and elemental sulfur that takes time over the growing season for season-long sulfur availability to that plant.
Today, what we know is that our crops not only need greater quantities of nutrients, they need to be available for longer, and any practice you can use to keep that available for longer will help. MicroEssentials is a tool in the toolbox to help you do that.
Have any questions you want Kurt and Ross to tackle? Tweet to us at MicroEssentials on Twitter or send us a message on Facebook. And to learn more about smart crop nutrition, visit MicroEssentials.com.
At Irwin Family Eye Care, Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis treat more than just blurred vision. Their services include foreign body removal and treating eye diseases, swollen lids, red eyes, and eye injuries. Their office is available for any eye emergency 7 days a week. Call 622-2270 any time of day.
Sunshine this morning, they're becoming a partly cloudy today with high temperatures in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. It is currently 37 degrees outside our studios in downtown Coshocton. We are back with West Lafayette Mayor Steve Bordenkircher and also Village Administrator Heather Stouffer and Police Chief Klopfenstein here with us as well. We have talked about the police protection levy. This time around, we want to talk about water in West Lafayette. And Mayor, first thing I'd like to ask you is what's on the ballot. What does it and what does it not do?
Well, the ballot language, this is kind of a unique issue on the ballot. It's an advisory vote. This is not a ballot issue that commands us to do something. What we've went out to the village council was not comfortable making the decision as to whether or not to purchase water from the city of Coshocton. They felt it was a large enough issue that they wanted input from the community. So this is an advisory vote, and what this does, a yes vote gives village council the authority to negotiate a contract with the city of Coshocton, and if that contract is acceptable, to enter into that contract. A no vote says that there's no interest in going to Coshocton, and it becomes a dead issue with village council at that point.
So, just to be clear, the voters would essentially be giving permission for the village of West Lafayette to enter into negotiations with Coshocton.
That's correct.
What is the circumstances that has led West Lafayette to this position to consider buying water from a Coshocton? What about West Lafayette's own water? What about some of the other options that you might have?
Well, there's a number of issues that actually got it on the table. About a year ago, July, I was at municipal court, and there was a bomb scare that had us all kind of quarantined there. And we were talking, and I had the opportunity to talk with the safety service director with the city of Coshocton, and he shared that they'd had done some studies about going to a regional water supply, and wanted to know if I'd be interested in hearing more about it. And I clearly felt that it was my obligation to learn about all the options to present to the village as part of my job. So I told him, yes, I would like to hear more about it. We sat down. We had a couple of meetings and talked about it and generally in some looser terms as to what it would involve, what was being considered. And the city had apparently several years ago done an initial study and then a more recent study about bringing water to the village of West Lafayette. At that point, knowing some of the things that I knew that was going to impact the village long term, asset management to our water system and the cost that was going to be associated with that long term, the fact that our water treatment plan is 20 years old and, you know, it's going to have revisions. A concern that our water treatment plant has a capacity of only 1 million gallons, and we use about 200,000 gallons of that, and thinking, we've got a lot of room for expansion, but when opportunity presents itself in 2017, I was contacted by two different companies who had interest in locating in and around West Lafayette and going through an initial punch list. And when they got to the water, we couldn't work with them because their capacity needs were in excess of what we needed. They wanted to be up in operation in 12 months. It would take us that long just to get engineering and try to secure financing if we could to go that route.
So there's an economic development component to this.
Absolutely. So that's where I started getting interested and put it forth to council. After some discussions with council, the city came up and made a formal presentation to council, and at that point it was decided that it was too big of an issue. Council felt that it was too large of an issue for them. They didn't want to make that decision. We had back, I believe it was in March, we had a public meeting where we kind of laid it out, and from there we had a series of questions. I think there were 38 questions that came out of that meeting that We've gotten the answers to and posted them on the village website, and that's kind of gotten us to where we're at right now. There is a big economical development piece to this. It would produce a 12-inch water line that would run from the eastern edge of Shockton near where the old county home was, coming up County Road 16 up to approximately where our current post office is, then going across the railroad tracks and over to our current treatment plant, where they would use that to come into our system. They would reduce the pressures down. Coshocton would produce pressure up to that point of about 120 PSI. We're accustomed to about 55 PSI in the village, so we felt that we needed to reduce that down. Otherwise, we might have a bunch of little spouts coming up throughout the village.
Get stronger showers in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was a thought. And in addition to that, the proposal included replacing 13,000 feet of substandard water line in the village. We've got water lines that are 2-inch and 4-inch lines, and the minimal standard today is 6-inch lines. We've got lines that are not looped that causes concern for fire protection, so on. So, you know, I saw an improvement to the village infrastructure, economic development possibilities. So I feel that it's something that we really need to take a very hard, careful look at.
Your residents and citizens of West Lafayette are going to want to know, how much is it going to cost?
Well, it's not going to cost the residents of the village anything. Last year, the city sent a proposal in, and it came back. We weren't able to take advantage of it, but the EPA has told us that there's a very strong probability that we will be able to get the same grant this year. And what Coshocton was presented with was $6.6 million loan, but with 0% interest, but 75% principal forgiveness. So it was going to cost very little to do it. And for the village, it wasn't going to cost us anything. And we were going to get inside rates as far as that goes. So it was going to produce economically a less expensive water for the village.
You've had a proposal sent to you from the city then?
We've had a presentation, yes.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting at is how much talk has there been between you and the and Coshocton and the water department about the feasibility of this?
There have been a number of discussions.
Okay. And now, what about? I guess a lot of my following questions here will have to do, should this issue pass, what are some of the things that you're going to look at, and that would be possible rate increases, for example.
Yes, there's a number of issues that would have to be discussed with the city of Coshocton. What they proposed is the inside rate, and that we would not get any increase greater than the city of Coshocton. The one question that did come up, Coshocton currently pays some type of a surcharge because of having to do with the old stone container plant. And that cost was not going to be passed on to the village of West Lafayette. And we would get the inside rates, and we would get the same rate increases that the city of Coshocton would pass on to its residents. And my last discussions, there was nothing planned at that time for rate increases. There's a chart that we prepared and looked at, and, you know, if you look at it, long-term, considering that the village of West Lafayette, effective October 1st, passed an ordinance increasing our water rates 10% annually for the next 5 years to get us up to where we need to be just to meet our financial requirements for maintaining our water treatment in the upcoming years. We did a formal study, both an engineering and financial study of where we were, and it was recommended back in July that we do a 48% increase right then and there. We felt that was too much to put on the community. So it's a 10% increase per year for the next 5 years, and then 3% annually thereafter, and it'll be looked at on an annual basis. But that is what's projected that's going to be needed to be able to maintain what we have to do with asset management and renovations to the plant into the future.
With what accuracy can you project what the cost would be should you enter into an agreement with Coshocton?
I don't know how, you know, as far as annual rate increases, we projected the potential possibility of a 3% increase on an annual basis. You know, if we go back and look at our own increases that we were doing, they were 2 to 3%. So at this point, it's been strictly a guess as to where we think it's going to be. But I think realistically, those are probably very realistic numbers. Typically, what you see is a 2 or 3% annual increase.
Would it be fair to characterize it that you believe that entering into an agreement with Coshocton would be more cost-effective than not doing so?
Yes, I do.
All right. We're talking today with Steve Bordenkircher, the mayor of the city of West Lafayette, and Heather Stouffer, village administrator here with us as well. And Heather, well, I guess I'd like to get your perspective on all this. So you're the one that's going to have to be crunching all the numbers. So what are your thoughts on the ballot issue and the idea should you go forward?
Honestly, whenever I started this position, I kind of looked at it and said, where are our plans for the village and where do we plan to go? Over the next 5 to 10 years, what are we looking at? Asset management kind of forced us to do that. A lot of people didn't look at their future and where they were going with it. Financially, it is a good decision for us. It's not going to get cheaper for the village to run on its own, honestly. For one thing, I can say that I am for this whole thing. I live in Coshocton, but I work for West Lafayette, and the quality of the water is going to be better, mainly whenever you talk about what they treat for, what we don't treat for. Financially, that is the biggest piece in this. Economically, whenever you look at the different things that are coming towards us, 36, there's talk, and that being a major corridor again, we can grow. We can grow from that, and we can look at the water that we can give to businesses if they do want to go out by 36. We would be able to do that. Right now, we don't have that ability.
Okay, and as far as the water go, or I guess as far as your position goes in the village, what other areas of opportunity do you see to make the budget more efficient?
More efficient. Honestly, my military background kind of makes me do more with less, so I'm kind of used to it. So if I had more opportunity with finances, I would be able to get more done around the village. So water-wise, we would be able to do more things with our plant, make it maybe treat for more. But if we would go with Coshocton, I wouldn't even have to worry about that. So,
all right. And something to add there, Steve?
Yeah, just one thing that I would add, the water capacity, I don't believe we've stated this. We currently can produce 1 million gallons a day. With buying water from Coshocton, our capacity would increase to 6.7 million gallons of capacity a day and would give us the opportunity to prepare an infrastructure to meet opportunities as they come about for larger demands on our water.
Does that 6.7 million gallons represent the amount that Coshocton can produce above what they currently need? And the reason I ask that question is Coshocton might want to consider other options in the future as well, whether it's a factory coming to town or other parts of the area that they might want to supply water to.
As I understand it, Coshocton has the capacity to produce 15 million gallons of water a day. They use currently around 3 million gallons. And we would have the capacity with the line to take us to 6.7 million. We currently use about 200,000 gallons a day. So I think all around we would all have the ability to have growth within our areas.
And it's my understanding we're talking about a 12-inch water line from Coshocton to West Lafayette.
Yes.
And approximately 4 miles long, is that right?
Yes.
And that's all that it will take to do all this?
That's what the engineers tell us.
Okay. All right. So who would pay? Maybe we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but who would pay for that line, the installation?
Well, if Coshocton, the only way Coshocton can do this is if they get the money either in no interest loans or grants, and Last year, the EPA proposed, I believe it was a $6.6 million no-interest loan with 75% forgiveness, and they wouldn't 75% of that they wouldn't have to pay back. So that's how it would be paid for, and you know, the water revenues would pick up the difference, and it's an opportunity for us to have improved infrastructure. Potential economic growth and cheaper water, better quality water, and we can talk about what that better quality means. It's not necessarily any safer water. Our water is safe, but it is a better quality water.
And going back to the two companies that you alluded to a little bit ago that were considering locating to West Lafayette, water turned out to be a stumbling block. So hypothetically, if this system had been in place at that time, would you have been able to accommodate this?
We would have been able to meet what was on the punch list, but you know, we never got consideration because we get down the punch list. Can you do this, this, and this? We got the water. We came no.
Game over. So you don't know what was left on the list.
Game over. Okay. So, yeah, it does. And in talking with our Port Authority, it does improve our ability to get in the game and play.
All right. We're talking today with the West Lafayette Mayor, Steve Bordenkircher, and Heather Stouffer, the Village Administrator. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after these words.
After an illness or surgery, oftentimes a doctor will recommend a short-term stay in an extended care facility or some outpatient therapy. Hi, this is Brittany Murphy with Riverside Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Newcomerstown. Our therapy facility allows our staff to provide both inpatient and outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapy. We have private rooms for short-term and long-term nursing care. If you'd like more information on any of these services or to schedule a tour, call me, Brittany Murphy, at 740-498-5165 or visit our website at RiversideManor.com.
Did you know that 211 is available in Coshocton County? What is 211? It is a free phone number to dial to reach the information and referral services available in Coshocton County. Phones are answered by trained professionals any time of the day or night, 365 days a year, connecting you to all the assistance available here in Coshocton County. If you don't know where to turn, call 211.
Do you know of someone in need of a lift chair, or do you need one yourself? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has lift chairs by Best Home Furnishings, made in Ferdinand, Indiana. We have lift chairs with massage and heat, big man lift chairs, and a lift chair called the body rest that lays back extra far for sleeping. You can find the style that suits you and recline and lift with comfort and durability. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Looking for a clean pre-owned vehicle? Come to Lock 20 Auto Sales in Newcomerstown. Check out our inventory at lock20auto.com or call me, Jeff Westfall, at 740-498-8811. Now here's the weather.
Sunny this morning, then becoming a partly cloudy with high temperatures in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40, and tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. 37 degrees outside our studios in downtown Coshocton. And we are back once again with Heather Stouffer and Mayor Steve Bordenkircher from the Village of West Lafayette. And Heather, maybe we can get this in your words as well. I think it's important that we reiterate, make sure that the people of West Lafayette understand that a yes vote obligates the village to nothing more. In fact, it's a permission to negotiate. Is that a good way of putting
negotiations.
It?
That's the biggest piece in this whole thing. If you vote yes, then we're able to actually negotiate, talk about it, sit down and see what we can agree on between the two parties involved, which would be the City of Coshocton and the Village of West Lafayette. There's no yes, it's going to happen, bottom line. It's just for us to actually get into talks more in depth than what we already have.
Okay, and a no vote would mean, well, we don't want this. Let's,
no interest, we're passing.
Okay, very good. And Steve, you alluded to this a little bit ago, but how would this impact the water quality in West Lafayette?
Well, the water is softened, it's fluorinated, and there's a chart that was prepared. The alkalinity of the water is much higher in the village than it is in the City of Coshocton. Our iron levels are higher. Our nitrates are our Coshocton's nitrates are higher. Our hardness is much higher than the city of Coshocton. Magnesium runs about the same, and the phosphorus is much higher in the village of West Lafayette. So from a quality standpoint, it is a better quality of water. It is a softened water, and it is a fluorinated water. So those are some of the positives in the quality of water.
What are some of the other benefits you see in entering into negotiations?
Well, I think it gives the potential, again, for our infrastructure improvements, economic development possibilities, and a cheaper form of water. If you look at the current day rates for the village of West Lafayette, for what it costs for a gallon of water in the village, a gallon of water in the village of West Lafayette is 0.00989 cents per gallon. And for 1,000 gallons, we're looking at $9.89. In the city of Coshocton, that's 0.006715, or $6.72 per 1,000 gallons. So it is a cheaper water when you look at it from that respect. When you look at the use, and when I sat down and looked at this, and you look at Coshocton's current rate versus our current rate as of October 1st, a 2,000-gallon-a-month user would pay $18.47 in the village. But if we had Coshocton water, you would be paying $13.83 for that same 2,000 gallons, which is a savings of $4.63. And on a fixed income, you say $4.63 isn't much. But when you're living on a Social Security check of less than $1,000 a month, that's a fair amount of money. You go into a heavier user, you get into home like myself, we're using 5,000-6,000 gallons of water. You're looking at a savings right now of about $15.30 a month. We start talking about some more serious money. Now, we take this ahead 5 years and look at with our 10% increases over the next 5 years, and assuming each year Coshocton would have a 3% increase, the savings generated on a 2,000-gallon user would be $11.47 a month. And for someone using 5,000 gallons, you're looking at $32.14. So it's a significant savings financially for the residents of the village. In the next 5 years, you're really going to see the impact as each year we see that 10% increase in our water rates. So from a residential financial side, there's a significant improvement in the financial side of it.
What are some of the things that you see as potential negatives or cons, or what are some of the concerns that your citizens
have
brought to you?
There are cons, and I have to be very honest with that. One of the biggest cons and concerns that have been brought forth by residents is our loss of local control. We lose a little bit of our autonomy maybe in that respect. So we don't control it anymore. We have to trust someone else. But, you know, And I've had those same concerns, but at the same time, when we're looking at utilities, and water is a utility, we buy our gas from a utility that's not locally controlled. We buy our electric from a utility that's not local controlled. So it is a concern, and I have to respect the voters. If that is what they used for a no vote, then you know, that tells us where we go. There is the potential loss of jobs. We have, when we looked at this initially, the cost of what we would lose in potential revenue from street workers and other folks who share a portion of the water revenue for what they do, that it's right around $90,000 of revenue that the village would lose. A big piece of that is the water operator who is preparing to retire in 2019, so that one kind of nets out at zero. But the remaining about $60,000 of funds that are out there could cost additional jobs that are out there who share part of their job duties falls over there. But it's neither my intent or Heather's intent to lose those jobs if at all possible. We'll try to make efforts to save those, but that is a risk. It could happen that they lose those jobs. And then the other one is we would have a limited input as to far as rate increases. Now, Coshocton has proposed that there would be a possibility of an advisory committee made up of not only a member of our village council, but a trustee possibly for every township that water would transfer through, if they would become water users, to be able to voice concerns to Coshocton's committee that controls those water rates. So, yes, it would be limited as to what we would have to say in that, but it's residents have limited opportunities now when we talk about rates. So
it all goes back to that negotiation piece. That's what it all come down to. The loss of jobs, the loss of local control, a lot of that would go into the negotiations. Who would do what and who would be able to do things? So that negotiation piece is the most important piece of this.
So should the issue pass, who would be the players in the negotiation for Coshocton and for West Lafayette? It would be the two of you and, what, your village council as well?
Well, I'm not sure how the village council would play into it, where we would look to our village solicitor to see who really would be on the negotiating team. Village council would ultimately approve any agreement. They would have to approve that agreement to be signed by both the village administrator and the mayor. The actual team, we would have to look to our solicitor for some guidance as to who all would be on that team.
Okay, and I would imagine it would be similar for Coshocton, the mayor, and perhaps the city council's input and the city service director, et cetera.
Yeah, it would. Well, any contract would have to be approved by both parties. So,
okay.
I think it's something that's doable. It can be good for both parties. So,
all right. Well, once again, the issue is going to be on the ballot in the village of West Lafayette is to allow the village of West Lafayette to enter into negotiations with Coshocton to purchase water from the city of Coshocton. We'll be back once again with Heather Stouffer and Steve Bordenkircher and Stephen Klopfenstein right after this.
The Supreme Court matters.
And justice matters, too.
That's why electing Judge Mike Donnelly to the Ohio Supreme Court matters so much.
Right. Mike Donnelly is a former prosecutor. And Donnelly is the only current trial judge running.
Judge Donnelly is different. He'll work to make our courts more transparent, accountable, and fair.
And Mike Donnelly will fight for justice for all of us, not the powerful special interests.
That's really needed.
Mike Donnelly earned support from the Ohio Fraternal Order of Police, the Columbus Firefighters Union, and the Ohio Education Association.
Yeah, the Ohio State Bar Association highly recommended Judge Donnelly and even scored him higher than his opponent.
And judgeforyourself.com gave Donnelly its highest possible score.
Your vote for Mike Donnelly for Ohio Supreme Court really does matter.
Sure does. I am voting for Judge Michael P. Donnelly.
Paid for by Donnelly for Supreme Court.
It is 10:43, 37 degrees in downtown Coshocton, and if you are a resident of West Lafayette, or if you have any questions about the issues that we are talking about facing West Lafayette, the folks are going to be here with us until 11 o'clock this morning, so you can give us a call right now at 740-622-1560. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have bad water? Let Progressive Water Treatment help. We carry many products from water softeners to reverse osmosis systems. Progressive Water Treatment also offers delivery of softener salt and drinking water directly to your home or business. Progressive Water Treatment wants to provide you with clean, pure water, so stop in today and ask about a free water analysis. We are conveniently located inside Frontier Supply on South 2nd Street, or call us at 622-5711.
The energy business is booming again. How would you like to be a part of the action? You can with Aerial Corporation. They are looking for talented mechanics, machinists, and multi-craft maintenance technicians at their headquarters in Mount Vernon and in their Newark facility to help support this exciting time in the industry. In addition to a thrilling career, you will receive an exceptional benefit package, including paid time off and profit sharing. To learn more and to apply, visit them at aerialcorp.com. Again, that's aerialcorp.com.
The best carryout deal in town is here. Now at Domino's, you can order any large three-topping pizza for just $7.99 any day of the week. That's right, only $7.99 for a large three-topping carryout pizza. With no limit, it's the perfect excuse for an office party or an easy way to feed your entire family. Give us a call today in Coshocton at 622-9345 or in Newcomerstown at 498-4131 and get your large three-topping carryout pizza for only $7.99.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. We offer sports-specific care plans tailored to each athlete's condition for optimum recovery. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
The best carryout deal in town is here. Now at Domino's, you can order any large three-topping pizza for just $7.99 any day of the week. That's right, only $7.99 for a large three-topping carryout pizza. With no limit, it's the perfect excuse for an office party or an easy way to feed your entire family. Give us a call today in Coshocton at 622-9345 or in Newcomerstown at 498-4131 and get your large three-topping carryout pizza for only $7.99.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867.
Hey, guys! Casey Allen here to let you know that my good friends down at Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation have a fully equipped physical therapy department. So if you need any type of physical therapy at all, give them a call at 740-291-8100. I promise you they'll do a fantastic job.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by Lock 20 Auto Sales, where we can finance everyone. Call us at 740-498-8811 or visit lock20auto.com. Lock 20 Auto Sales in Newcomerstown.
Partly cloudy today with high temperatures in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it is 37 degrees outside our studios in downtown Coshocton. And we are back once again with Mayor Steve Bordenkircher from West Lafayette, Village Administrator Heather Stouffer, and Police Chief Stephen Klopfenstein here with us as well. And Mayor, earlier you mentioned about a public input that that you received, and I have a list of questions that you provided me, and there were 38 of them, and we've talked about a lot of the issues that were included in those questions, but you do have that information posted online.
That's correct. As a result of the last public meeting, we asked for feedback from the residents, and either by phone call, written emails, mail, people stopping into the office, there were 38 different questions that were posed to us. We went out, researched those questions, come up with the answers, and those 38 questions, their answers are in a document contained on the village website. And if you go to the www.westlafayettevillage.com and then go to the notices page, you'll find on there that there is a link. It's actually in red that has those questions and answers on them. And I would encourage you to download those and research those and become very educated. If you don't have computer access, if you stop in Heather's office, there are hard copies of those questions that are available for you as well.
All right. And we do have a phone call. Let's take a phone call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike. I had a couple questions for the mayor there. I don't live in Lafayette, but I do business with some people there in Lafayette. And one of the questions is, once they, if they vote and they allow the negotiations to take place, do the people have any say after the negotiations take place? Let's just say they're in favor of some negotiation, but then when the negotiation gets done, they're not in favor of what they finally agreed to.
Maybe a good way of putting it would be, what will should the issue pass? What role would public input play in the negotiations?
Well, at that point, once the contract is being negotiated, they'll have the ability to speak through their council members. The council members have to vote on any agreement that is presented to them, and at that point, the individuals would need to speak through their individual council members to get their opinions known and heard. And, you know, any agreement like that would be part of public knowledge from the beginning. We want every bit of transparency if that should happen. So the council would make the final decision, but as always, they have the ability for input through those council members.
And that's the same with anything. Anything that's put out there, you have a say-so, what you have to go through council for it.
Okay, and the other question I had is, if they're guaranteeing you to have, you know, so many million gallons of water, if someone was to come in and set up, let's just say, a factory of some kind that needed a large amount of water that was in between Coshocton and West Lafayette, and say they needed 12 million gallons a day or something, do you guys have in place a guarantee that you guys could get a minimum no matter what, so someone in between can't cut you off of the volume you need?
That would have to be part of the negotiation process.
Okay, I just think that would be something important if you enter into it, that someone in between couldn't end up saying, you know, using that extra volume that Coshocton doesn't need and then cut you guys short. So that's something I think you ought to think about.
If I understood earlier, and correct me if I'm wrong, this would increase from your current capacity of 1 point some million gallons to over 5 million gallons, correct?
It would be, your current capacity is 1 million gallons, and it would increase us to 6.7 according to the engineers.
Okay, but the city of Coshocton currently uses, I'll ask you those numbers again.
I believe, if I recall correctly, they use approximately 3 million gallons and have the ability to generate 15 million gallons.
Which implies that Coshocton, should they supply West Lafayette and give you the capacity you need, would still have capacity for others if that came to be.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions, okay. Caller?
No, that's good, and I just thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. It is 10:52, and we need to take one more break here, but anything else that you'd like to share with us, either about the police levy or about the water issue?
I want to speak to the police levy. I think it's critically important that we maintain our police department, keep them on the streets, keeping them patrolling, keep that 24/7, 365 capability out there. And, it's taxes, and we don't like them. I don't like them any more than anybody else, but I certainly do love knowing that if I pick up the phone, that I can have a police officer in an emergency very quickly.
All right. Heather, anything else you'd like to share?
Mostly just be aware.
Okay. Chief?
Just would ask and appreciate everybody's support in voting this. And just a reminder, this is a renewal levy. There's going to be no new taxes.
Yeah, that is Police Chief Stephen Klopfenstein, West Lafayette Mayor Steve Bordenkircher, and Village Administrator Heather Stouffer. I'll be back one more time right after these words.
Why has the Jacobs Vanaman Agency been in business in Coshocton since 1904? Is it competitive pricing, the way customers are treated at the time of a claim, or the number of quality companies we represent, such as Westfield Insurance? The answer is really quite simple. It is all the above. Find out for yourself why Jacobs Vanaman, your local Westfield agent, has been serving this area for over 100 years. Call 622-1796 for a free money-saving insurance review.
Jacobs Vanaman, providing peace of mind since 1904.
Providing food, feed, and fuel for the world is a tough job, making a profit even tougher. Sucup Manufacturing has the solution. Store now, profit later. 2018 harvest is here, which means Sucup winter discounts are right around the corner. Now's the time to start planning for next year, and drying and storing your grain in Sucup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sucup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the Be Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call Be Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Teens will no longer have to travel to Columbus to experience an escape room. Coshocton Public Library will be hosting a room at West Lafayette Branch Library on October 18th, and two opportunities at the Coshocton Library on October 29th. Not sure what an escape room is? Inspired by Escape the Room-style video games, it's a physical adventure game in which players use clues, puzzles, and strategy to unveil an escape. Do you have what it takes? Space is limited. Call to register. For more information, phone us at 740-622-0956 or check us out online at www.coshoctonlibrary.org.
I was visiting my 75-year-old aunt the other day when her phone rang.
Hello? It's you again.
She seemed nervous.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think I need any more life insurance.
The caller was doing a great job keeping my aunt on the line.
Okay, so you need my credit card number?
My aunt went to get her purse, so I decided that I would ask a few questions. Well, as soon as I introduced myself, the caller hung up.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Recognizing the signs of fraud can be difficult for older people. Often they're very trusting and consider it impolite to hang up. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so that these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only one in five of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People all over the country join AmeriCorps Vista to build their community while they build their career.
AmeriCorps Vista provides a huge network with a lot of different opportunities, so you can find the position that works for you. It's a great opportunity to meet friends. It's a great opportunity to learn job skills.
AmeriCorps Vista members address poverty through economic development, education, youth mentorship, and more.
What motivated me to join AmeriCorps Vista was really just being able to give back to the community which I represent.
We can all kind of work together, work to our strengths, and create this network.
That allows me to be giving back to the community. We are allowing our next generation to be sustained.
Learn how you can build your community and your career at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista. That's AmeriCorps.gov/Vista.
Every day in every city, town, and county in Ohio, the impact associations play is witnessed and felt. The Ohio Society of Association Executives and our members make Ohio a better place to live, work, and play. Our story is heard in every town throughout Ohio. It's the story of the far-reaching power of associations in our communities. In fact, the associations and nonprofit organizations we lead touch Ohioans' lives in innumerable ways. Whether as employees, members, volunteers, or donors, at the heart of our community are the people. Researchers, communicators, mentors, and innovators whose expertise and hard work collectively advance Ohio. People look to their associations to keep them informed, educated, and as a source of best-in-class standards and professionalism. For more information on associations and to learn how they impact Ohioans every day, please visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
That'll wrap up our Communication Alliance for today. Again, thanks for calling, thanks for listening, and thanks.